The stage is set for a showdown in the U.S. Senate. The issue, whether Democrats can stop some of President Bush's judicial nominees with filibusters. Today, two judges won approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee on straight party line votes. They were previously blocked by filibuster. As NPR's David Wellner reports, these nominees are considered the most likely to trigger a blow-up on the Senate floor.
In the last Congress, when Senate Democrats held four more seats than they do now, both Priscilla Owen of Texas and Janice Rogers Brown of California had their nominations for federal appeals court seats stopped by Democratic-led filibusters. Today, as the Republican-controlled Judiciary Committee met to vote on sending the nominations once again to the Senate floor for a vote, New York Democrat Charles Schumer said no one should have any illusions about what was really going on.
We know why we're doing it. We're doing it as a prelude to setting up the greatest constitutional crisis the Senate has faced.
That's because Democrats intend to filibuster both nominees, a move Republicans warn could prompt them to rule out all judicial filibusters by a simple majority vote. Democrats call that the nuclear option because of the enormous damage they say it would do to relations between the two parties in the Senate. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is the Senate's number two Democrat and a member of the Judiciary Committee.
These nominations threaten the comity and courtesy of an institution which we all serve in the United States Senate, and which we all revere.
Which brought this response from Texas Republican John Cornyn.
We are, I agree with the senator from Illinois, in the midst of an unfortunate controversy and crisis of the judicial confirmation process. But for more than 200 years in this nation's history before...
As Cornyn launched into familiar GOP arguments against judicial filibusters, he was abruptly cut short by the panel's Republican chairman, Arlen Specter, who noted impatiently that they'd never get to a vote on the two nominees if they started debating the right to filibuster. Not one Republican on the panel seemed swayed by Democrats' arguments that both of the nominees were judicial activists who were way outside the mainstream. Their nominations are now headed for the Senate floor, where Chairman Specter himself went after the committee vote to implore colleagues to avoid what he warned could be their mutually assured destruction.
And we pride ourselves on being the world's greatest deliberative body. But central to deliberation is thought, and thought requires independence, not response to party loyalty or any other form of dictation.
Specter said he hasn't decided yet whether to support the so-called nuclear option. And Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison said Majority Leader Bill Frist will continue to try to persuade Democrats to strike a compromise in the standoff over judges.
So no decision has been made until every option is looked at, worked on, and rejected. Then the timing and the nominee will be decided.
Hutchison dismissed recent polls that indicate Americans tend to side with Democrats in the fight over judicial nominees. But Democrat Schumer declared after the committee vote that Republicans would eliminate judicial filibusters at their peril.
We're winning. Not just we're winning the arguments because we're right, that's the most important thing, but we're actually winning the hearts and minds of the American people. They smell the extremism in the air. They smelled it with Social Security. They smelled it with Schiavo. They smell it with threats on judges. And now they're smelling it with the nuclear option.
It's not clear whether Majority Leader Frist has the 50 votes he'd need to rule out judicial filibusters. He said today that all 100 senators will have to decide that issue, as he put it, soon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.